Mingled in with the bills and advertisements that daily crowd the narrow post box, letters for Sanjeev keep coming. From a lover, a sister, a mother. Sky blue envelopes addressed in a woman's careful curving hand. English alphabet and dancing characters spelling his name twice beneath the thumb-long stamps. Once a week, she sends a letter halfway around the world to these quiet rooms where Sanji used to stand reading on the stairs, dark eyebrows furrowed, or his wedge of a mouth grinning, or so the neighbors say. He couldn't wait to read her words, letting the pages drift to his feet like falling petals. And once a mysterious box wrapped in red tissue like firecrackers came and left in the care of the widow next door, which Sanji bowed to receive and then hurried away, back later with a porcelain bowl of steaming soup and tiny cakes in thanks of a neighbor's kindness and to her supplies. On moving day, there was hardly any trace of him. In a drawer, a single sheet with equations and formulae and an unfinished sketch of a face. And on a high shelf in the hall closet, a bow tie, unclipped and tossed in glee. Forgotten, perhaps, the night the champagne bottle under the sink was uncorked and raised. Though others were dutifully marked, no longer at this address, and returned, new letters come. I keep them, just in case, for a week, propped on the desk while I busy through my days. Then, with the offers to sell and pleas for help that make up my mail, I throw them out. These blue letters of Sanjeev.